Author David Lipsky has a confession to make. It's for our series, My Guilty Pleasure, where authors talk about a book they're embarrassed, ashamed, even mortified to admit that they love.
My guilty pleasure is one the culture keeps telling me I can drop the guilt about. Comics. Specifically, the comics of Brian K. Vaughan. More specifically, BKV's, his fan name, brilliant graphic novel, okay, all right, his comic book, Runaways. It's going to be a movie soon, at which point I will feel slightly less guilty. I love a comic book. Vaughn is a genius. He's what made seasons 3 through 5 of Lost so terrific. Vaughn left the final year, haunted by an aspirational ghost. It wasn't his own show, and the comedy got lost with him. This was, in a way, a superhero story, one man bringing lightness to millions. This is my pep talk, part of how I work through the guilt of thinking Brian K. Vaughan writes the most crackling dialogue in the pop world. Runaways is full of real-life moments like that, stuff I turn to non-word balloon genres for. And the plot, 6 kids discover their parents are a Legion of Doom-type supervillain squad controlling Los Angeles, and so take off, is brilliant if you like comics or have any anxieties about Southern California. Some of the best modern comics do Rosencrantz and Guildenstern sideways glosses on main stories we already know. It is a thrillingly wised-up medium now. What would you do if you learned your dad was Lex Luthor or Dr. Doom? But I bear the books a grudge. Marvel collected them, because their biggest fans, okay, were female teenagers, in tiny digests with girlish covers that were intensely embarrassing to read on the subway. I kept locking eyes with people I could swear had just shaken their heads. And, all right, I fell a little in love with one of the female leads, the great flying beauty Carolina Dean, who turned out to be gay. A hardship I'd steered clear of in real life, and there I was stumbling into it in a graphic novel. Okay, comic book. Runaways, while a consistently brilliant reading experience, has been an embarrassment festival. Way beyond a guilty pleasure, it has been a fount of awkwardness, shame, and grave personal doubts. Which is to say, it turned me teenage again. And yet, Volume 1 is the best superhero comic I've read since I was a kid. And Runaways won a top library award, a Harvey Award, was the lone comic to make the Library Association's top 10 YA list. It won an Eisner Award, which is the comic industry's Oscar. I tell myself these things to feel better. It sort of works. And then I open the thing, sweatily, guiltily, and it's just so good. I forget the guilt, and it's just pleasure. The superhero lesson Runaways teaches is not, with great power comes great responsibility. It is, enthusiasm is the world's rarest quantity. Love generously and without guilt, and with gratitude for loving anything.
David Lipsky is the author of Although, Of Course, You End Up Becoming Yourself, A Road Trip with David Foster Wallace. His selection for our series, My Guilty Pleasure, is Brian K. Vaughan's Runaways. If you want to feel like a teen again, you can find an excerpt from Runaways at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.